I'm holding you for observation. Once you've healed, the doctor will come for you. Remain calm. Cooperate, and you might survive.
What was done on Kamino was unfortunate, but know that your research remains intact. It'll now serve a higher purpose. The Emperor's purpose. Don't you wish to be a part of such a scientific achievement?
What's inside those crates?
Yeah, I wonder that myself. Every day.
You don't know?
Apparently it's above a clone trooper's pay grade.
Why am I here?
If you think this is punishment for shooting your commanding officer, you're incorrect. I actually think that shows quite a bit of initiative.
You're wasting your time. They'll never turn her over.
They don't have a choice. She is a clone. And therefore Imperial property.
I went in with 8 of my men. Only 3 survived. All other prisoners were clones too.
For what crime were you all being detained?
Dissidents. Questioning and disobeying Imperial orders.
It must be frustrating to have your resources, but lack the expertise to achieve your goals.
I sense a plot to destroy the Jedi.
Hello there.
The highest levels are involved in the conspiracy.
Nancy Pelosi is Emperor Palpatine. Palpatine.
We must be the great arsenal of democracy. Democracy.
I love democracy.
All who gain power are afraid to lose it.
Fear, fear, fear will keep the local systems in line.
Truths we cling to
depend greatly on our own point of view.
Welcome to the Conspiracy in the Force podcast. Star Wars, conspiracies, and more. With your host, me, Conspiracy Kyle.
Rebellion built on hope.
For God commanded the light to shine out of darkness, darkness, darkness.
As long as there's light, we got a chance.
This is what Luke says before he goes to the toilet.
This is Red 5. I'm going in.
Good morning. Sunday morning.
Welcome back to another episode of Conspiracy in the Force. I'm your host, Conspiracy Kyle. I have a triple feature for you today. This podcast will discuss episodes 12, 13, and 14 of The Bad Batch Season 2. Episode 12, titled The Outpost, showcased Crosshair on a dangerous Imperial mission. Episode 13, titled Pabu, featured the main Bad Batch crew catching a breather on a remote island. In Episode 4, Tipping Point, brought together the storylines from the prior two episodes, which serves as the penultimate episode before the two-part season finale coming up next week. So let's talk about episode 12, The Outpost, first. Now this episode discussed the story thread that has been left open-ended in Star Wars lore so far to this point, the transition between the clone army and the stormtrooper army. Now at the outset of this episode, we see clone troopers being whisked away to an early retirement. Here's a clip.
Wishes you well on your retirement.
Forced retirement? We're soldiers. What are we supposed to do now?
Please direct all your questions and concerns to the Imperial Information.
Now, we aren't sure where these clones are going, but one thing is sure. The Empire wants to be rid of them, and fast. We get the distinct hint that, in addition to dispatching soldiers to retirement, the Empire is also sending the clones off on ill-fated missions, where their deaths would be considered a necessary hazard and somewhat acceptable. Crosshair in this episode is sent off to a snowy planet to safeguard some mystery Imperial equipment. and he finds that the crew in place at the base was ill-equipped to protect this equipment from bandits, the elements, and vicious flying snow monsters.
Conditions have degraded our equipment. I requested replacements, but got none. Yet we're told to protect the cargo at all costs.
Over and over again in this episode, you get the sense that the clones are being set up to fail, while still attempting to do their jobs admirably for the Empire, because that is actually inherent to their programming, to follow orders. The ironic part is, the cargo that they're protecting just so happens to be cargo that would be helpful for them, but it's also meant to be used to replace them in the future.
Gear. We've been risking our lives to recover equipment we could have been wearing this whole time. It's not clone trooper gear. Right. New toys for the shiny new military. And we get the scraps after all the clones have done. All we've sacrificed. We're good soldiers. We followed orders. And for what?
Now, as was set up in a previous episode, the clones are being set up here as villains by the Empire and the Emperor specifically, as they complied with Rampart's orders to destroy Kamino without question. So the clones, similarly to the brown shirts in Nazi Germany, are being set up to be the useful idiot martyrs by the Empire's new stormtroopers, the parallel to Hitler's SS. Now in the Bible, Jesus allowed Satan to manipulate and use Judas Iscariot to betray Jesus. And then once Satan was done with him and he committed suicide, he moved on to other useful idiots. Satan is a great deceiver who promises material possessions and things and stuff. Judas received money for the evil he committed, but it was meaningless to him. He threw it back at those who gave it to him because he knew that it was the cost of his own soul. Just keep that in mind, whether it's Nazi Germany or the Galactic Empire or Judas Iscariot himself. Siding with sin and with evil has one end result and one end result only. Going straight to hell, unless you turn to Christ. Now this episode here, as well as the prior episode, episode 11 called Metamorphosis, introduced us to some spot-on Nazi Imperial parallels. In this episode, we're introduced to Lieutenant Nolan, the commanding officer with crosshair on his mission, who was a strict taskmaster, and one who held almost a racist nature towards clones. Here's Nolan when he realizes many other clones are joining them on their mission.
Fantastic. More clones.
Problem, sir?
Yes. I don't like used equipment.
All around, this guy lacked empathy and care about the clones and what issues and struggles they had.
We work on the Empire's schedule, Trooper, not yours.
And then at the conclusion of this episode, as Crosshair is begging Nolan to help him save a fellow clone who'd been injured, Nolan continues to push the party line. No empathy. Only what is best for the Empire.
He needs a medic.
I see you didn't retrieve the crates, which means you failed your mission.
Did you hear what I said? Help him.
Certainly not. That would be a waste of the Empire's resources.
He'll die.
Now, as you heard there at the end, Nolan got a well-deserved blaster bolt right through the chest by Crosshair. Such is the fate, as we mentioned earlier, of all those who stand for and promote evil in our world. Even those who don't receive just deserts in this world itself, like Nolan here, they still stand to face God's judgment after death. In Revelation chapter 20, the second part of verse 13 in the full verse of 15 state they were judged every man according to their works, and whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the Lake of Fire. Now, the other Nazi-esque Imperial we will talk about on this episode is a doctor. No, not Dr. Pershing of Mandalorian fame, but the aptly named Dr. Hemlock. Now, the word hemlock in our world refers to a poisonous plant, and Dr. Hemlock in this universe is a poisonous person who wishes to poison and infect others with his experiments for his own nefarious purposes. Now, it's interesting to me that many of the scientists we meet in popular media are brilliant doctors who just so happen to use their expertise for evil. But by comparison, every scientist we're introduced to in the real world are meant to be believed wholeheartedly that they have our best intentions in mind. It's fascinating stuff right there to think about. We first met Hemlock in a previous episode, episode 11, Metamorphosis, where he was discussing with the extradited Kaminoan prisoner, Nala Se, about the nature of the Kaminoan cloning operation and asking for her assistance.
What was done on Kamino was unfortunate, but know that your research remains intact. It'll now serve a higher purpose. The Emperor's purpose. Don't you wish to be a part of such a scientific achievement?
We find out later in episode 14 that Hemlock was once a scientist with the Galactic Republic, but he was kicked out for experimentation and other dastardly deeds. Now in our world, it's common knowledge that the Nazis performed experiments on their human prisoners through many disgusting means. However, it's somewhat overlooked in the mainstream media that the Japanese performed just as sick, if not even more sick, experiments on people at what was called Unit 731. Now, Unit 731 was located in China, and the scientists and doctors there performed all manner of experiments on Chinese prisoners, the elderly, and even children during the time of World War II. These experiments ranged from injecting patients with syphilis, dissections without anesthesia, frostbite testing, and other very sick things. A truly disturbing movie came out in the 80s called The Men Behind the Sun, which chronicled the goings-on at this unit. Now, I don't recommend or condone this movie to anybody, and especially those for the faint of heart. I've watched bits and pieces of it in the past, and it's very graphic and very violent. Now, I bring this up because in The Bad Batch here, Dr. Hemlock is in charge of the facility where Nala Se is being held prisoner, as well as Crosshair after his assassination of his commanding officer. And in the episode Tipping Point, we hear Hemlock discussing how he needs more clone prisoners sent to him for still unknown purposes. Here's a conversation between him and Tarkin.
I suspect rogue element of clones still within our ranks. A growing number have been questioning their orders. We've been routing them out.
As I said before, simply decommissioning problematic clones will not eliminate the threat. If you send them to me, I can deal with them in other ways.
Now, what purposes he has with the clones is undetermined, but it likely has to do with cloning operations, which is why he'd been questioning Nala Se of Kamino. Remember, the Empire destroyed the Kamino cloning operation altogether at the end of the last season. It appears that now Hemlock, in a twist of fate, needs help from the Kaminoans themselves. So he also brings aboard another Kaminoan prisoner, former Prime Minister Lamassu of Kamino. Lamassu ultimately caves and tells them the information they need to proceed, but he first chastises them for their insufficiency and inability to achieve their goals.
It must be frustrating to have your resources but lack the expertise to achieve your goals.
Those that rule this world, celebrities, politicians, and the like, seem to have it all together. They have the money, the power, the resources. Just like the Empire. For many of them, their goal is to live forever. They want to be ageless, which is why they spend so much time on vanity and outward appearance. But as Lamassu said, they lack the experience to accomplish their goals. And why is that? Well, because there is no eternal infinite life to be created by man. Only through God and Jesus Christ can eternal life be achieved. that is a glorious everlasting life. For these occultists, egomaniacs, and self-absorbed icons, their eternal life will not be one of their own creation where they rule, but a life where Satan and Hades reign. We all lack the experience to accomplish everything we want to in this mortal world, but by believing on Christ for true salvation, we can accomplish the most important goal. That does it for this episode. FYI, you may have noticed that I didn't touch on episode 13 called Pabu at all, because it was just a setup for future episodes without much deep symbolism or quote-worthy discussions. Next week, we'll be back to break down the two-part season finale of season 2 of The Bad Batch, so stay tuned for that. And also, I'll be back within the next few days to break down the most recent episode of The Mandalorian, Chapter 20. So stay tuned for that as well. May the Force be with you, and God bless. God bless. Thank you.